Welcome to the ISA podcast series. This podcast covers all topics related to the International Sound Awards from the areas of sound, music, and tech. The International Sound Awards promote innovative, smart, and useful sound projects, products, and services that contribute to the motto, "Make the world sound better." If you would like to learn more about the ISA, check www.international-sound-awards.com. We start our podcast series with a recording from our ISA sessions 2019. At the ISA sessions, a few nominees had the chance to present their project in more detail. The ISA sessions were part of the official Reeperbahn Festival program. In today's session, Drew Allison, brand manager from Fuse, talks about the Fuse Sonic Identity System. The sound of Fuse, a video conferencing solution, needed to be simple, transparent, and fluid, aiding workflow as seamlessly as the product user interface across mobile, web, and desktop platforms. The Sonic system also had to differentiate the product in a crowded communications market where ringtones definitively represent the brand. In harmony with the visual brand, Drew Allison and his team set out to develop an innovative multi-sensory brand experience. The result was a universal and enduring world-class sonic identity.
So, very intimate little group now. So, I'm going to keep it very, very loose. If there's any questions that come up during the presentation, feel free. Like I said, we're just a few people. It kind of reminds me of in Boston years ago when the band The Police came to do their first tour in the 70s. They came to a famous club called the Rathskeller, and there was only about four or five people in the audience. So Sting had the good idea to just introduce himself to everybody in the audience and ask their names, and I don't think we have time for that. But anyway. And nowadays, there's at least 20 to 30,000 people to say that they were in that audience that night. Everybody says, oh, no, I was there that night. There was a snowstorm in you know, 1977 or something. Anyway, thank you, Bridget. That was a mouthful, that description. It seems like a lot. I don't know if anyone got what the product is, so I'll walk you through the steps. This conversation is one of a internal brand team doing the sound and sort of the sonic system for a product for the first time. So there was tons of constraints and limitations along the process, but I thought that all of those constraints made us go to something that was sort of imaginative and more creative than what we had started with. So there was a lot of sort of trials and tribulations along the way. I'm the brand and worldwide creative director at Fuse, with 25 years experience building brands for the world's sort of biggest brands. This is my first corporate job. So prior to this, I was at I had my own small advertising agency and design firm. But when I heard about the Fuse opportunity, and that was like 4 years ago, I came into the corporation to build a brand. Every aspect of the brand from scratch. So it was really a amazing opportunity. So, you know, look at the brand from 360 degrees. I'm also a musician and a songwriter. So that comes to play when, you know, like one day into the company, they ask for sort of the Sonic brand system. So I'll tell you a little bit about the product. It's a product that blends voice, video, and chat into a single application. So if you imagine a product that will combine like Slack, Vonage, and Skype all in one tool. So it works on any device, on any platform, the same on every device. You know, the circle will show sort of all the various modes of communication. So what's important also is that the company, the number three has been magic to the company. So it's, you know, voice, video messaging, or calling, meeting, and chatting. The logo itself is made of three little, you know, sort of guitar picks almost. So that plays throughout the whole system. It's also known for its consumer inspired user experience. So the company's been called out for how slick the product is, how sticky it is. So once you're inside of our product all day long, you're sending text, you're sharing files, you're joining meetings. You can see who's available around the world, and I'll show you a little bit more about that. In fact, here's the product itself on the desktop. So, so you can look at this, any device, so whether it be a desktop or mobile device, laptop, or even a desktop phone, like a Polycom phone. You can make calls, join meetings. You're going to see all the history here. So it feels like Slack in that way, that there's like a sort of a mode where the product's open and you get to see your conversations and who's available within your company. It's a B2B corporation, so that we sell to companies that are 500 people and above. We go in and save these companies a lot of money by getting rid of their old phone systems that may be connected to back office PBX systems, and or kind of have many tools where people are doing WhatsApp or Join Me, or they're sort of the IT department's trying to juggle and manage way too many tools. So we'll come in and say, just buy this one tool. We'll be your one vendor. You get one monthly invoice. You can add and subtract users. It's a very cool product. So let's talk about the challenge. The same time as we were building out the visual system, and I'll show you some of that, we were contacted day one by the product side saying, you know, we think we need, you know, really inventive ringtones to kind of set us apart. So in 2016, the company I joined, called Thinking Phones, which was mostly voice over IP, acquired a company called Fuse. Fuse was a small video conferencing company in San Francisco that specialized, again, sort of it was a boutique video conferencing solution. So at that point, at that moment, we needed to create a brand new brand, Fuse. So my brand team and I took the three little dots from the old Thinking Phones logo. We took the blue and the red from the two prior companies, and we decided to go purple and combine sort of the three dots into a more stylized visual of the logo. So the logo, again, sort of is visualizing voice video messaging. Whenever possible, we animate the logo so that you'll see those different modes sort of overlapping throughout the day and replicating what people experience with our product, which is you start in the morning with maybe chat or a video conference, and then you dialed up to a voice conference. So again, it's sort of a all-in-one tool. We were the first company in the space to do this and kind of put it into one app. So as I said, the brand was new. So we needed to establish a world-class audio brand that was as strong as the visual brand. And we like to have a lot of fun in the company. We are all about providing productivity to the companies that we sell to. So our mantra is work from anywhere. Work from wherever you are in the world. That's your office, right? You go to a coffee shop, you open up your computer, you get to do a quick Fuse, check in with your team. So it's all about productivity. It's all about moving. It's all about being sort of transparent and again, a workflow. We've created a really nice flow. In fact, that's our tagline, let work flow. Some the visual brand sometimes has some fun with, you know, work from home, work from anywhere, work from, you know, phone. So the product launch, you know, the visual product, the product itself, also facilitates conference room meetings. So you'll see on the left here sort of the stack of all the people in the conference from around the world, and then on the right, the content that they're sharing. So the product was expertly developed, and we needed to launch as strong right from the get-go. So again, we wanted to create this sort of multi-sensory brand experience, a family of ringtones, signals, alerts, and associated product sounds, including an audio logo. So some of the early prototypes from the team, in fact, I'll show you one just after this. So again, the product is very slick. Workflow is important. You know, you can quickly just add and subtract files and share them. So again, the sound needed to be transparent, fluid, across mobile, desktop, and web. And of course, we have tons of competitors in our space. So on the voice side, you have companies that you might know, Cisco, some other voice companies sort of Vonage or those types of companies. So our company brought it all together, sits right in the middle. And the team was small. This is my two people here at HQ and one off in San Francisco. So we had very tight time and budget constraints. So we had to iterate very quickly. I knew from day one what I believed the sound of the product should be. The other thing was we needed to set the criteria of the product, sounds being very recognizable, familiar, and yet sort of stand apart. So and keep very flexible. Let's talk about the approach. We worked very closely with the internal product development team and set some early roadmaps to discover map out every touch point that our product would have with the customer, and whether or not that needed to have a specific sound or not was part of the conversation. So every step in the user journey. And we needed to, the product was pretty immense. It sort of has a lot of levels to it. This is an early sort of comp that was given to me by one of the developers who was having some fun.
Hello.
Oh, for fuck's sake, is it you again?
How are you?
Who is this?
So I think he's having some fun with Adele. But you can hear the sort of the ringtone that he chose. Pretty buzzy, mechanical, not very elegant and smooth. So we set out immediately looking at the usual royalty-free sound libraries, and all the sources on the web where we could just go and grab our sounds. Didn't happen. Nothing was jumping out. Nothing was consistent. You get what you pay for in this realm, right? Which is, unrelated sounds and things that just you can't keep into a system. So we knew that we needed to create our own sounds from scratch. The chief marketing officer at the company was also a saxophonist. So day one, we were talking about, I know, we can go in a studio, we can create some really cool sounds, let's bring the saxophone in. We believed that the sound of Fuse should sound like the word itself, like Fuse. So we, that's kind of saxophone-like, right? So, we listened to some of the sounds. He also had a flute that he brought in. Giant harmonica. And none of these sounds were right. They just didn't cut it. Wanted also to maybe have him move a little bit with the sounds. Again, none of this was going to work for us. Beautiful, failed experiment for me bringing the CMO into a recording studio and then not being able to use any of it. So let's talk about then a little bit more of the past. I'm part of a music project, and throughout the past I've been using a friend of mine who is a Berkeley guy, and we'd done a lot of stuff for film and TV together. So I kind of knew the world of commercial music, music for specific uses, not just, sit down and write an emotional love song, but write for film and TV. So this is our little group. I came, I brought him into my studio and I said, Dave, can you help me? Here's what we started with. And then he was tuning up and he did these little harmonic hits, and that was it. That was the sound right there. I said, that's the elegant little, musical note. Like, again, from the Fuse side, we wanted the sounds to be from organic sources, stringed instruments, guitar, piano, things like that. So, because we have this sort of people-centric product and we're competing against Skype, who kind of does the, like little fun, goofy sounds, we wanted ours to just sort of be stand aside and, again, be somewhat transparent, but also very noticeable in our marketplace. So that was it. That was the moment where I knew we could create a whole system. Here are some of the sounds from the system. They're lightweight. These are all harmonics, just played on guitar. Now effects added in, but. So this constitutes sort of the base, the foundation of our system, of the sonic system, is all harmonics. And there's kind of no end to how many variations we can have and then associate them back to the product. So they don't become tedious after many listens. Here's just something 2 days ago, I was just sending this note to one of my designers. Just a quick little back and forth, little elegant little, you know, bing and a bong. And again, when you're sending files, there's a sound for how that sounds. And, you know, so all variations on the same sonic harmonics. For the main ringtone, we needed something that, again, was more of an alert, but again, something that you could hear every day and just not get sick of. So, and also now remembering back to the three, being so important to fuse, I knew it was going to be three notes, and sort of our, you know, became our audio logo as well. So at the beginning of every call, I'll go back. You get that. Little ding, ding, ding. And then you're in your meeting. So that we took that same sound, and now we put it at the end of each video that we do as our sort of little sign-off sound. Bing, 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 and voice video messaging. And again, you have the animated logo sitting on top there, again, re-emphasizing the three modes of communication. For the intro sound of the product, when the product was starting up, again, akin to the Skype, you know, we wanted something that was a little bit more elegant. We were in the studio for a while and just messing around on the piano and came up with a sort of arpeggio that welcomes the user to the product. And this is it when the product opens. Pretty unique for a product that is not about music. And again, it's something that we wanted to make sure that it was always in the background, always just sort of giving you sort of these micro moments of the brand impression, but not overbearing and sort of overwhelming the user. And then this is the wait sound. So when you're waiting for a meeting, so when someone invites you to a fuse meeting, there's probably a few minutes before, you know, everybody gets into the meeting. And again, if you've ever been on a competitive sort of product, you'll notice that there's, you know, pretty annoying little sounds. So we wanted ours to, again, be based on piano hit or strings. And this is just a reverse piano. Just nice and elegant. Doesn't repeat that often. It repeats about every 20 seconds. So you just get the reminder that it's there. And again, it sort of sits in with all the other sounds. Here's a little bit of a tech behind the system, which is for every sound. You know, we record either the guitar or the piano, sort of doing that initial hit. So you have the sonic wave coming. We add some reverb to the end of it, and then we'll take the tail of the sound, and we'll cut it off, you know, probably right about here, and then we reverse that, so that, and stick it on the beginning, so that every sound has a kind of beginning to it before it hits. So it's not just a, out of nowhere, you just have a bang. Sounds like that, very elegant, but again, you get the little swoop coming in. And then several months after launching the product, we had some user feedback that said, great, you know, a single ringtone that we released the product with, but they needed more ringtones. They needed options. So here's the set that we came up with about a year into the project. So again, kind of no end to the amount that we can create, all sort of still based on that same harmonic system. And the result is, we believe, I'm preaching to the choir here when I say that sound enters the mind quicker than visuals, quicker than voice. It's a better mnemonic than any other sort of brand signal. So our brains are hardwired to sort of associate these sounds with a brand. So again, we felt confident that we did a good job creating these little micro moments of, you know, these impressions that would kind of promote people to recall the brand just through the sound system. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was I liked it very much. I thought it was interesting because the guitar sort of like happened by accident.
Yes.
Is that true? Yeah. Because whenever we start working on these projects, like we try to find the strategic instrument or what's the right way to do it. But what and this was more the I'll know it when I hear it aspect where you just said, oh yeah, that's something, that's got something. And indeed it did. For me, it worked really well. What I really liked about it, that it's within such a narrow context of that style of guitar playing, you can create really so much. And I can't really think of any other brand that's using those guitar sounds in that way. Yeah. So to really position itself on that is a great job. I like it very much.
Yeah, and again, it was something that we were sure going in, it was going to be wind instruments. So we spent all that time, we went into the studio, and we needed to listen to the project back. You know, it was telling us to go somewhere else. So, you know, it's important during that process to sort of let the project, you know, flow and sort of dictate to you where it wants to go. And he was just tuning up. And I just said, those are the notes. And he's like, what? These are just harmonics. I said, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
That's when magic happens in the studio.
Absolutely. Now, the tricky part is, if any musicians in the audience, that you know that they only happen on certain notes on the guitar neck. So when I have a complex set where it says the boom, 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 we record the harmonics as best we can, or I would say, you know, on C sharp, there's one here and then down here. And then we'll alter them. So there's a ton of digital work that goes into this, even though it feels very sort of analog and natural. We sweeten them, we add a little reverb, we lower or raise the sounds to make that harmonic work for sort of the melody that we need. So there's still a ton of studio work that we do. But it's, you know, again, we're proud that it sounds very light and sort of has a lot of extensibility as a brand signal.
All these sounds represent different functions in the software.
Yes.
So how do you approach, like, okay, this sound should represent this function? Why does it sound that way for this function?
It's a great question. We did sort of a blind handoff. So myself and the brand team and sort of the musicians that were helping us, we handed off probably 30 to 40 files that were all just one little, these microseconds. And we said to the product team, now you go associate them where you think. So we had ones that we thought were going to be, for when you send a file. And then they associated a different sound for that. That worked really well for us. So it was kind of an interesting, you know, project to have them then blindly associate the different sounds. But I think they did a good job because, you know, there's a different sound when you've accomplished something, right? When that file goes through to the person on the other end, that shouldn't be a sound that kind of goes up. It should be a sound that goes down.
Yeah.
You know, like a dunk. So it feels like you've terminated something. You've finished something. And they were really adept at sort of taking that whole library and then sort of associating them.
And I have another question as well.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so first there's the system and then you make the sounds. Have the sounds changed the system in some way? Like, okay, you have made this ringtone sound and then you realized, okay, maybe we want to change the animation of of the waiting call or something?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a big discussion in sort of the next big project I'll work on with the team is, let me see if I can get back to that slide. There's a home state when the project launches, the product launches that, let me see. Before you get to this state, there's an image that comes up. There's some animation that happens. The piano hits. There's conversation right now about should the little guitar picks that are animating, should they have a little whirly, you know, sound? So should there be, how much more animation should we put into that start? I think I can show you here.
Oh, right. It's guitar picks in the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was sort of the other kind of musical thing that happened was we started with the three dots from the old brand.
Yeah.
We put them on top of each other. And then one of my visual designers said, yeah, those are boring shapes, though. This are just the circles. Can we do something with them? And they ran it through a filter in Illustrator and came up with something that looked like little guitar picks. And I was like, we will never call them guitar picks. That's way too fun. And then we said, you know what? Now let's just call them guitar picks. So we use them everywhere, you know, like, again, sort of in their unique little shapes throughout the system. And it helps sort of keep everything in threes. It helps you recognize fuse. The other interesting thing we did was we chose purple for our brand color, which at the time there was no brands in our space. You know, you had Skype, you have a lot of orange companies, you have a lot of blue companies. And so we identified that purple as being sort of a blue ocean for us. Mm-hmm. And it also was the two colors that the blue and the purple, the blue and the red from the former brands coming together. But I did not show you what I was looking to show here, which was the opening state that we're working on right now. So this piano hit now, when the product's loading and that little spin, we were thinking to make that intro just a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Take a little bit more time and sort of create maybe a little bit more of a soundscape for it. That would end up with something new here that's a little bit more on brand and the visual brand.
Yep.
Maybe have the tagline, let work flow, in there. So it's sort of keeping this flow and this elegant sort of system light.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
One question, perhaps, for me.
Yes.
I think most of you didn't know Fuse before, did you?
No.
Because, I mean, you're in U.S. company, but you're expanding in Europe as well now.
We have, the funny part is it's still known as Thinking Phones 3 years into the brand, rebrand. And so we're out there trying hard to get sort of the brand recognition. We're small, so we don't have a ton of advertising that we can do. And because we're B2B, and I'm getting into some geeky marketing now, is we have a target account strategy versus a let's let every end user know who we are from on subways or, you know, on billboards. Instead, we sell directly to the CIO of corporations. So we surround them on things like LinkedIn, banner advertising, all the digital channels. So the companies that can buy us know who we are, and then we'll introduce us to their people. But yes, it's still a very young, unknown brand. And again, sort of having offices now across the globe, we're really starting to grow some traction in France, Paris region especially. And we have a new London office, and we're in Amsterdam as well. So, and sort of across the Nordics. So we're getting out there. I think you might hear of us in the next year or so.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Drew.
Thank you all.
Thanks a lot, Drew Allison, for the insights into your project. We hope to see you again at the ISA 2020. If you also have interesting projects, we are looking forward to interesting submissions and new collaborations for the International Sound Awards 2020. Again, the ISA will be hosted in Hamburg, Germany, in cooperation with the Reeperbahn Festival. If you want to submit a case, you can do this from the 3rd of February 2020 until the 30th of April. More information on www.international-sound-awards.com. The ISA 2020 sessions and a get-together will take place on Wednesday, the 16th of September. You can celebrate the winners of the ISA 2020 with us at our award show on Thursday, the 17th of September. So this was our ISA session podcast for this week. If you don't want to miss our next episode, subscribe to our podcast. In our podcast episode next week, Johnny Round of the Sound Agency tells us about the audio branding for a Congress with over 30,000 participants and the sound's ability to bring the Congress together. Stay tuned and thank you for listening.